Good evening. This is Don Stone, pastor of the Helotes Independent Baptist Church, and I'm here to share the Word of God with you today, and I do trust that I can be a blessing and a help to you as I bring the message that the Lord has given. I'll be speaking to you today on the subject of Israel's God of Action. We'll find our text in the 115th Psalm, and we'll read all 18 verses of Psalm 118. Now let me read for you from Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, for he is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. And thus we have the psalm that we want to read. Rather lengthy reading, but I trust that it blessed your heart, because it does mine as I read through this psalm. You'll notice that it is God's name that is to be glorified. It is not our name that is important. Even though man likes to think of himself in a great measure and very important, the truth of the matter is, it is the name of the Lord that is to be glorified. It is not our glory that counts, but it is Christ's glory that counts. The glory is given for truth's sake. The idols of silver and gold are unable to perform, and thus we have Israel's God of Action. Now let me just deal with this with a few major headings that we have here before us today. In fact, I'd like to just touch on four major headings. First of all, God is able. The heathen have no grounds for asking, where is he? For our God is in the heavens. Do you realize that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork? Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. He has done what he pleased. Oh, what a God we have today. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we might ever ask or think. And that's a great deal. Now, I present to you that we need to pray with that thought in our minds, that we're praying to God who can do far more than we can ever think can be done, or that we might ever comprehend and think of. God's able today, and we need to see that today. Israel's God of Action is able. He's a God who can do for his people. He's not just there so that the people can just look at him, but he's there with the ability to perform. He's able to do what needs to be done. Now, the second thing is that their idols are the work of men's hands. Now, they might have a likeness in appearance, but they cannot produce. You can take a picture of a person And you can do such an excellent job that that photograph almost looks alive. But that photograph cannot produce labor. It cannot perform. It can do absolutely nothing except to be there just to behold. And I say to you that these gods of silver and gold, they may sparkle, they may gleam, they may glisten, but they can do absolutely nothing. They cannot produce. They cannot perform. They cannot perform the very acts that need to be done that man cannot do. Oh, today we need a God that can save to the uttermost all that would come unto God by Him, and mainly because He lives today. But I say to you, first of all, the heathen have no ground for asking, where is He? Because He's in the heavens. Secondly, their idols are the work of men's hands, and they're a likeness in appearance but cannot produce. The third thing I want us to see today is that things God can do, idols can't do. Now, we're told that the idols have mouths, but they can't speak. Oh, what a tragedy to have a God that cannot speak to us and to speak to our hearts and to our minds. Things that God can do that idols can't do. First of all, the idols have mouths, but they can't speak. God can speak. All we have before us here, and as I make this broadcast and as you listen today, we have before us the very Word of God. God can speak. God does speak. I would remind you that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Then God would take that and illumine the minds of the readers so that they would perceive and understand who God is. And ultimately there would be a time of repentance and faith in the heart and life of those that were hearers. But God can speak. God can speak even through His Holy Spirit today, as the Holy Spirit takes this word and makes this word truth to us. Before, if you read the Bible, it might be our thought that this is just another book. But then all of a sudden it dawns on us, say, we are holding the very Word of God. And the Spirit of God takes that. And then the Holy Spirit, after we're saved, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It is productive in our lives. God can speak. He speaks perfectly. He speaks accurately. I present to you that there is no error in this book. I believe it was R.A. Torrey who made the statement that when, as a young preacher, he thought there was at least about 5 mistakes in the Bible. But he said the farther he went, the longer he lived, he came to this conclusion that there were no errors in the Bible, but anything that he did not understand was a lack of information on his part. And I say to you that the same is true of every person today. If they do not understand the Bible, it is a lack of information on their part, not a lack on the part of the Word of God. And never does God need to change His Word. It's forever established in heaven. Idols can't do that. They have mouths, but they can't speak. But God can speak, and His Word is an unchangeable Word. As you hear it today on earth, it'll be the same that you find in heaven. Idols, secondly, have eyes, but they can't see. God can see. God sees all here and everywhere. Psalm 139, we're told that you can go to heaven, God's there. You go to hell, God's there. You go to that island in the uttermost part of the sea. You're not going to get away from God because He sees where you are. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord move to and fro in the earth, beholding the good and the evil. God can see today. And you, my listening friend, rest assured that God sees every action of your life. He sees all here and everywhere. God sees the good. He sees the evil. He sees us. Hagar, when she ran from Sarah, and the Lord caught up with her, she said and spoke of God in this name, Thou God seest me. Idols have ears, but they can't hear. Now God hears all. First of all, He hears the cries of the saints. Oh, what a blessed thought today. Every child of God has access to the throne of grace. The cry of the saints. He heard the groaning of Israel in Egypt. And He sent Moses and Aaron to bring about that great deliverance from that land of bondage. He hears the prayers of the saints as well as the cries of the saints. And He hears the cry from a repentant heart. Oh, today, I want you to know that you're not saved just because you repeat some little prayer. But when a heart is desperate before God, has been brought to that place by the precious working, convicting of the Holy Spirit, that men are lost and they are lost, and that they must be saved to ever enter the kingdom of heaven, they cry from a repentant heart and say, Lord, save me. And God saves to the uttermost. Idols have noses, but they can't smell. God can smell the sweet savor of sacrifice. Paul said to the Romans, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's sweet smelling to God. He can smell the sweet incense of a sincere cry. It pleases God. It smells sweet to God to hear the repentant sinner call upon the name of the Lord. Idols have hands, but they can't handle. God can take us into His hand, and He can hide us there in His hand. What a glorious thought found in John 10. He can shield us there in His hand. Nobody is able to pluck us out of His hand. Our Lord said, I and my Father are one. Idols have feet, but they can't walk. Babylon was told they'll have to flee carrying their gods. But Jesus could walk among men. Jesus walked to Calvary. Jesus walked out of the tomb. I want you to know that idols can't walk even though they have feet, but Jesus Christ could walk. The final question is, will you trust Him? If idols can do nothing, then what will you do with Jesus that is called the Christ, who can do all for you? Valid question. Will you trust Him?